The absence of the three-term incumbent at a debate organized by the Libertarian Party didn't seem to cramp the style of those who did show up. Democrat Ben Mayzel, Republican Dave Reddick, and Green Party candidate Ray Vogler all took Cole to task for not speaking out more strongly against the Iraq War. But the three were sharply divided on the issue of health care. Vogler says if elected, she'll push the Green Party's platform for a single-payer national health care plan and pay for it by cutting military spending.
Take that money, put it into human needs here at home, such as health care. I think we can do it. Other countries, such as Canada, have. I put people and their lives above killing people in another land.
Republican Dave Reddick, who's been ignored by GOP leaders and has dual Canadian and U.S. citizenship, called the Canadian health plan a disaster. Sounding more like a libertarian, he's calling for a new three-tiered private medical system that would allow people to choose from a range of medical providers with different levels of training.
I say we have A, B, and C you can belong to, and the C's would charge less, and maybe they're not quite as good, but you take your chances, just like the family car. And then you have competition. You have more utilization of people with skills, starting with the nurses. Get the government out of it, in other words. Thank you.
Democrat Ben Mayzel, who ran as a libertarian against Scott Klug in 1996, is known locally as an activist for marijuana legalization. He says he's running as a Democrat against Cole, hoping to avoid being caught in a four-way race. His response to the health care question was somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
I've never particularly used the establishment health system, but I'm hitting the age where you start to think about it. And certainly not going to get that level of health care waiting for them to pass a bill, so I decided if I'm going to get the level of health care they get in the Senate, I'd have to run.
Senator Cole's campaign manager, Phil Walczak, says if Cole had come to the debate, he would have pointed to his efforts to pass a comprehensive Medicare prescription drug bill. That's the same issue Cole highlighted in a debate with his Republican opponent in his last re-election bid 6 years ago. So far, there are no more debates scheduled in the U.S. Senate race, but the three candidates who faced off this weekend are all hoping for a chance to get some face time with the man they're trying to unseat. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.